The Trump administration is ending a program protecting an estimated 4,800 Haitians in New Jersey and Pennsylvania from deportation. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports the last 6 months have been a roller coaster for Haitians with temporary protected status who want to stay in the United States.
Haitian immigrant Ketty Etienne dreams of sending her children, two of whom are U.S. citizens, to Ivy League colleges. Etienne is a nurse's aide in her late 30s. She's able to work in Philadelphia thanks to temporary protected status, or TPS. When I first talked to her about 6 months ago, the last time the program was renewed, the idea of losing that opportunity was devastating.
I will cry myself to sleep. I will wait until they arrest me.
When we spoke again recently, she'd climbed out of that pit of despair and moved on to something like hope.
Before I was, very worried, but not now.
Then, acting Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke announced TPS would not be renewed. The U.S. government awarded that status to Haitians after a devastating earthquake in 2010. The program blocks immigrants from being deported to countries with unsafe conditions, like civil wars or natural disasters. Now, U.S. officials say Haiti has recovered from the temporary and extraordinary circumstances created by the earthquake and is ready to start accepting its citizens. Philadelphia immigration attorney Desiree Wayne has about three dozen Haitian clients with TPS. She says without it, some will continue to live in this country illegally or take desperate measures to stay legally.
So people will be rushing into marriages, perhaps that they had not really thought through.
Others have fled. Local Haitian community leaders and immigration attorneys shared versions of the same story with WHYY.
I have a couple members who left to Canada.
One day he just called me up and he said, she's gone, she's out of here, she went to Canada.
People from our community that left, that got up and left, they went to Canada.
Some of them, went to Canada.
This summer, thousands of Haitians in the U.S. crossed the border into Canada, where they may have family members. Others will attempt to get asylum based on repression or discrimination in their home country. No guarantee. In its decision to end temporary protected status for Haitians, the Department of Homeland Security did give one reprieve, an extra 18 months to wind down the program. Steve Paul, a Haitian American in Philadelphia Councilwoman Helen Gim's office, says the community plans to use that time to pressure Congress.
We want the congressional leaders to actually put forth a legislation to give folks on TPS a path to permanent residency.
They'll be rallying at Philadelphia City Hall tomorrow morning. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.